Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-927-9819. 800-927-9819. 800-927-9819. Call right now. 800-927-9819.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I am the family dog, and it's that time of year again. The one where pet parents start looking for Fido-friendly hotels and destinations where Fido is welcome. Make no bones about it, pets are part of the family. And we like to sniff out new places, and we hate to be turned away, especially when we're on our best behavior. So we won't be left out in the cold. Be sure to pick up a copy of Fido Friendly Magazine to find the best hotels and destinations where Fido is always welcome. Go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today.
Hi, Randy Travis here, and you're listening to Animal Radio.
This is an Animal Radio news update.
I'm Stacey Cohen for Animal Radio. Elizabeth DeMasley's family is like many in Detroit and across the country. They live paycheck to paycheck. Bills to pay and diapers to buy. Sometimes when money gets tight, food for the family's dog, Zoe, a boxer beagle mix, it's stretched a little or she only gets a hot dog. Well, that is until 3 months ago. That's when the mother of three learned that she could get dog food at a community sharing outreach center in Highland Township. She's visited this center before for clothing and food for her family. Well, DeMasley has now gotten free bags of dog food. It keeps her dog's belly full, and it saves up to about $25 extra a month. It's been a huge bonus and blessing to her family. She said, "I wouldn't get rid of my dog just because I can't afford to feed her. It's like getting rid of one of your kids." Families who are struggling financially often don't have enough food to put on their tables, let alone to buy for their pets. So they share their food or worse, surrender or abandon a beloved dog or cat to a shelter. The Humane Society of the United States started a new program. It's called Fill the Bowl Project, where congregations can help pets and their families just by adding pet food and supplies to their collection drives. Well, vets and experts agree your dog needs to walk. So what constitutes a good walk? Well, first, it should be every day, preferably more than once a day. And it's also imperative to keep your dog on a leash. You know what? I was walking my horse and my dog the other day, just yesterday actually, on the side of the road, and some guy came by. He had three dogs, big, huge, two Pyrenees dogs and one golden retriever. Well, the golden retriever was an older dog. He wasn't on a leash. He felt like it would just follow him. And the dog stopped in the middle of the road on this huge, busy road with big trucks coming by and everything. So you want to make sure you keep your dogs on a leash. Also, you know, sometimes your dogs sniff and you pull one. Well, let them sniff because dogs actually see with their nose, so it makes it more enjoyable for them. And you can also work on obedience when you're walking with your dogs. So just carry some treats and, you know, you can work on sit, down, heel, etc. Obviously, it's a great exercise for both you and your dog. And that phrase, if your dog is fat, you're not getting enough exercise, it's not far from the truth. And of course, walking enhances the bond between you and your pet. Bedtime at Katherine Heigl's house can take a little while. A mom of two daughters and seven other kids of the four-legged variety, she likes to give each one special attention. So after she puts her girls to bed, then she does her own nighttime ritual with her dogs. The actress has channeled her love of animals to ending animal abuse, and she's launched a line of pet products, and portions of the proceeds go to help programs that foster, train, neuter, and rescue animals. Merchandise ranging from pet collars to apparel and accessories for people is available on the product's website.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
Check out Animal Radio highlights, all the good stuff without the blah, blah, blah. Browse on over to animalradio.pet.
It's Animal Radio. Ever since the beginning of the show, we were talking about these dog tarot cards, and we're going to have some to give away. The phones have been ringing white hot. Everybody wants some of these dog tarot cards. Let's find out a little more about them. We have Heidi Schulman. She's the creator of them on with us. Hi, Heidi. Welcome to the show. Heidi, I've heard this lady before.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
I didn't realize she did that job also. That's cool.
She plays hard to get.
I know you hate when I'm on my iPad when I'm on the show, but I got some really cool stuff I just found here.
Okay? Oh, what did you find?
Okay, the best and worst cities for raising your dog. Can anyone guess what the number one city in the United States is for raising your dog?
I'm going to guess Boulder, Colorado.
No.
I would say it's got to be the Pacific Northwest, somewhere in the Pacific Northwest, because they allow dogs almost everywhere.
Do you want to know something? You're right. Portland, Oregon is number one. And the worst city to raise your dog in, can anyone guess?
Oh, that's got to be in Jersey. I'm guessing.
No, but Newark, New Jersey was the next one. LA was the worst city in the country to raise your dog, and then Newark, New Jersey was right behind it.
I can't figure that one out. I mean, I would think that LA is very dog friendly. I would think. Oh, that's very strange.
According to this, and it was put together.
Who's that according to?
Apartments.com, myveterinarian.com, and petfinder.com. And what they did was, is they put the dog parks, the places that allow pets in, and the amount of apartments that allow pets, and with the per capita of dogs in those areas. And these came up the most favorable and the least favorable.
That's good to know. Good to know. So the top city again was?
Portland,
and the worst Los
and
Angeles.
LA was the worst.
Okay, we're going to...
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say we'll post this over at the website at animalradio.com. I'm sorry, Alan. Go ahead.
Did you see the top dog names?
No, I missed that. Max. I guess Max was up there for the dogs, right? I'm guessing.
I think so, yeah. I had it written down, but I'm poorly prepared as normal. But I will now tell you the number one two dog names. I'm clicking. Two more clicks and we're there. The number one dog name for girl dogs is Bella, and for males it was Max. You're right.
Bella and Max. Yeah. It seems like Max comes in every year. Do we have her back? Okay.
I think so.
Hi, Heidi. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys doing today?
Very good. Tell us about the original dog tarot cards.
Ah, the original dog tarot. So thank you so much for having me on. Well, the dog tarot, it's 30 very colorful cards and a booklet, a 64-page booklet that explains how to use them. It's a very light oracle. We call it a tongue and jowl deck that helps you just understand your pets a little bit more and have a lot of fun doing it at the same time.
So is this a novelty, or is it for, should we take this very seriously?
Well, you know, you can take it as you need to. I get letters, actually, from people who are tarot card readers that tell me they're using this to read and they're doing very well with it. And then I get letters from people who say, this is so much fun. In fact, I got a letter from a woman the other day that said she's going to have a dog tarot party. And I suggested she bring her vacuum cleaner. So, you know, you can take it both ways. I've gotten insights from it about my dogs, and then sometimes it's just a lot of fun. And the cards are charming.
Did you ever do any human tarot cards?
You know, I love the tarot. I think the symbolism is absolutely fascinating, and I have done some. I wouldn't say I'm an expert by any means, but I've taken inspiration from people who've done traditional tarot, and I also ask for their forgiveness in the way I've done the deck.
Well, tell us how this works. Can we do something right now with Ladybug,
sure.
The studio stunt dog?
Do you have your dog with you?
Yes. She's right here, and she's always. She actually screens some of the calls that come in for the show.
Now that is a genius.
She is a genius. She runs things.
What's her name?
Ladybug.
Ladybug, and what kind of dog is she?
She's a Jack Russell Min Pin, about 8 pounds.
Ooh, you have your hands full. Sure. Oh, what do you want to know about her?
Why does she always turn around in three circles before she lays down? This is very confusing for me. And I'm wondering if I should do this when I get into bed at night. If I should.
Well, you'd have to ask your wife. Okay, let me see what card I'm going to draw here.
Okay.
We'll just draw one card here. Okay. We drew the Oracle. Now, the Oracle, of course, this is radio. The Oracle is a beagle with gigantic ears.
Okay.
And the Oracle is very, very sensitive to things in his environment.
Okay.
And the Oracle asks us, it's about awareness and intuition. Is there something in your immediate environment bothering your dog? So what this is saying is, look around, see what it is that your dog needs to be comfortable, and is that why your dog is Ladybug is going around in circles to lie down?
Oh,
that's what the Oracle's saying to me. The cards also have a message for humans.
Okay.
Every time you draw a card, and let me tell you what the let me tell you what the message is for the Oracle.
Okay.
Okay, hold on, we're getting here. How old is Ladybug?
She's 4.
Mm-hmm. So the message for humans who draw the Oracle is pay attention to your surroundings and follow your dog's lead into the realm of vibration. Dogs help those who help themselves.
Oh, you gotta love that. Oh, she liked that too. Oh, very good.
It's a cute way to get to know your dog better. I've always been fascinated by, you know, and scientists for decades have been fascinated with how do we communicate with another species. I mean, it's hard enough to communicate with humans. So I was fascinated by how do we really know what our dogs are thinking? You know, I'm sure you have this with Ladybug. I've had this with my dogs. They sit there looking at you with those soulful eyes, and you're thinking, what are you really thinking? Can you tell me? And you feel like they're just about to speak. And so then I thought, well, you know, logic is not helping me understand this, so I'm going to turn to a little bit of magic.
So this is good. If our animal communicator, Joey Turner, isn't around, you can always have the dog tarot cards. I got to mention that I said at the beginning of the show that we were going to have you on. We're going to have these giveaways. The phones have been ringing nonstop since.
Oh, wonderful.
They're doing very well.
Such
are you surprised?
Fun idea.
Well, they are doing very well. My surprise was that Random House published them. I was a very serious journalist for many years, and clearly I've given that up. But they are doing well. You know, you can buy them everywhere. In Barnes & Noble, which is carrying them nationwide, they're in the New Age spirituality section, which is really amusing. And in other places, they're in the pet section. And I think they're doing well. I mean, we love our dogs. We want to understand them better, and we want to feel good about our communication with them. And so these cards give you insights, and they also give you a little bit of insight into yourself. You know, we all need to take inspiration wherever we can find it, whether it's through a serious oracle or a sign on a billboard that makes us think about something. And I think that's why they're doing well. And also, they're charming to look at. They're colorful. They're fun. And you can just have a really great evening, you know, on a cold weather day, you know, or even where you are on a stormy day.
Okay, well, they're very cool, and I'm going to give away 10 right now.
Nine? Yes.
Oh, are you keeping some?
I'm keeping one, yes.
Okay. Nine. If you're not lucky enough to get through, head on over to your bookstore or Amazon and ask for the original dog tarot, Divine the Canine Mind. Heidi Shulman, the author or creator of these. Heidi, thank you so much for spending
thank
time
you
with
so
us
much.
Today.
Have a wonderful year and many happy woofs.
Back at you there.
Woof, bye-bye.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want to boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.